If you want to be the best, you've got to measure yourself against the best. That's why American pizza chef Tony Gemignani likes to compete. And his category of choice, the authentic Neapolitan margherita pizza.
Every bite takes you to a journey. You know, you start with the dough that's on the bottom of your tongue, and then it goes into the tomato sauce, and it goes with the basil. Then you taste a little bit of that salt and the meltiness of the cheese. It's a pizza that's super simple, but at the same time, it's so complex.
Then you eat it. Tradition dictates that you cook the margherita in a super high temperature oven. It's a 90-second bake with an ultra-thin pizza dough that can be hard to handle. In 2007, after years of study, Gemignani put his technique to the ultimate test. He entered the World Pizza Cup in Naples, the kind of competition that the purists might say Americans should never win.
At that time, it was nearly 100 degrees in Naples. It was tented, no air conditioning, 6 wood-fired ovens that were at 900 degrees. Just imagine you being in the worst conditions ever. You're a sloppy mess. People are sliding their pizzas uncooked onto their pizza paddles, and they're falling off. There's football shapes. It's kind of chaotic. Everybody's messing up, and these are, you know, third-generation pizzaiolos. Guys have been doing it for years. And their fathers and grandfathers are watching them compete. So here comes this American guy in the middle of it. And I had my own technique of making my margherita. I let my dough rise in wood boxes. It's an old technique. You still see it around a little bit. Putting dough into a 900-degree oven, you want it to be at room temperature as close as possible. You have metal, plastic, wood. Wood is actually, if you feel it at a room temperature, it's actually room temperature. So it's an old technique I did. They're kind of making fun of me about it. My sauce had no seeds in it. I de-seeded all my sauce. The little things I did were totally different. They hated it. They really wanted me to lose. So I put it in the oven. I'm counting to myself, literally, 1 alligator, 2 alligator. I need to get this pizza out within 90 seconds. I pulled it out at 89.5, and when you drop it on your plate, the judge is supposed to look at it and push it, lift it up, put it down, and then say, go to the judges. Well, he lifted it up, and it's such a thin pizza, it bulges like in the middle. He looked at me, and he just stood there, and he wanted it to break. And it felt like it was hours. It was actually like, I would say maybe it was 15 seconds, I don't know. And then he hit it down, he pushed on, he said, multiple, and go ahead and go to the judges. So next is Giudici. So you go to the judges. I have my judges. I remember this one lady, she's a leather face, I called her. She looked at my pizza. She said, oh, what did you make? American. I said, I made a margarita. She said, what cheese did you use? Mozzarella fiore latte. So how much sugar did you put in your dough? I said, none. How much oil did you put in your dough? I said, none. Did you put oil on top of your dough? So all these people are waiting to get judged behind me, and she's just drilling me. I cut the pizza, went to the table, cut the pizza, and brought it back to the judges. And we had, I think, 2 slices left. The person came back and said, the judges want to try it one more time. So it's crazy, because when you're a judge, you try 50 or 60 or 70 pieces a day. You don't want a second bite. But automatically, okay, this must have been good. Maybe we have a shot. Me and this guy Manzo, a guy from Providence, looked at each other and said, wow, I wonder if we did second. We never thought first. There's no way. We just never thought first. So third place goes to, then second place goes to, and then we looked in, and Manzo said, I remember it, he says, I didn't win, my pizza sucked. And I looked, and all of a sudden the cops came to our table, and one guy said, don't get excited. Like, don't get too excited. It was one of the best moments. It was a great moment that you couldn't get excited for. It was crazy because you had about 90% of people hated you. One good friends of mine, I thought. And then you saw the genuine people that were genuinely happy for you. So I couldn't get excited. We got excited, but we had to calm down. We got escorted out, and we partied at the hotel that night.
I am jumping for joy. San Francisco-based pizza chef Tony Gemignani, he told his story to producer Alex Galifant. Want to make pizza dough like Tony, or at least try? He shared his recipe at PRI.org.